Is your birthday today?
Today. Today's the day.
Like right now. Good news, this is not like we won't tell people when we're recording, because what they'll do is people will then go and get your birthday and identity thief you.
Right. I don't want that.
Yeah, they'll get your social. If you just give out your social insurance number right now.
Okay, 555. To save them time.
I don't think that's what it is.
555.
No.
5.
I knew mine until about 2 seconds ago. Now that you said the 555 bit, I can't think of what mine even is. It's not 555 though.
It's not.
No. So how old are you? You're 40 at least, right?
Yeah, I'm like 37.
Nah, that doesn't sound. That's not at least 40. I'm not sure if you know how counting works.
Oh, okay.
How old are you? How old are you? You're 44?
No, I'm 45, I think.
I thought you were way younger than me.
How old are you?
47.
Are you
really?
I had
to check. How is it bad? Yeah, I think so. Okay. I'm not sure. Yeah, I am. I'm 47. Okay. I don't know. Like when you're a kid, like you know how many days old you are.
You know, I feel like I'm still 43.
Oh, I still feel like I'm 31 and dating high school girls.
Well, that's creepy.
Hello and welcome to episode 540 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Do they still have monster truck shows?
I don't know. I'm going to say yes somewhere.
I mean, not during the pandemic. I mean,
no. There's a monster truck show going on during the pandemic for sure.
No, I mean at BC Place.
I don't think much is happening there, but I don't know. I'm not okay. Tuned in.
Pandemic aside.
Yeah.
Do they still, I know they'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
That's right. Yeah.
So there's that. So I'm wondering, do they need a PA announcer, and how do I audition for that job?
Yeah. Good question. Maybe our listeners can hit you back on that.
Let's pretend this is my audition tape.
Okay.
Mud, 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 under the dome, dome, dome. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
No. Take not two. Good. Go again. Try again.
Who out there is a Chevy fan? Woo! Okay, I guess I don't do the woo.
You don't
part,
do the
right?
cheering part. No, I'll do the cheering. Okay, try take three. Okay.
Who out there is a Ford fan?
Yay!
Okay. I believe I've got the job.
Did I sell it?
Yeah, you did. It was like, up to that point, it was a coin toss. And then I was like, yeah, this guy's obviously got the gig. He knows who the Ford fans are, the Chevy fans.
Right.
Also Dodge fans.
Right. It's very different than what you would hear at a rap concert in terms of like crowd hype.
Yeah, a lot of put your hands up in the air and yeah, waving like you just don't
going,
care.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Yeah. Yeah. And then somebody say something.
Woo! I think.
Yeah.
Somebody scream. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. And somebody scream.
Yeah. That's what happens at a Boogie Down Productions concert. That's what, I mean, that's been a while. It's a Slick Rick. That's what happens when Slick Rick takes the stage.
Yeah, or LL Cool J. I remember that because I was there. I saw LL in like a bowling alley.
I remember you saying that. We've had this discussion. What does his name mean?
No clue. You said it though, and I forgot. So you want to tell us
Ladies
again?
Love Cool James.
Oh, okay. Ladies love Cool James. Yeah. Ladies do love Cool James.
I love Cool James.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Amazon, if you need to get some things. Oh, no, Patreon. I meant to start with Patreon. I even wrote that down first. Because that's our go-to thing, is Patreon. Okay, there you go. Patreon, there's a link on our site. We appreciate the support. And then also Amazon is still up, again, out of sheer laziness on my part.
Sure.
Yeah. What's going on, Adam?
Since nothing. We spoke 45 minutes ago. Yeah, we spoke like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 4 days ago.
Oh, less than that.
Yeah. Oh, it seems like it's very recently that we spoke, and therefore nothing has changed in my world.
Uh-huh.
How about you? Have you done anything monumental in the last few days?
In the last 18 months? No.
No. So, yeah, I realized when we issued the photo challenge that there wasn't going to be a lot of opportunities for me to do anything that was going to be groundbreaking. So, just a spoiler alert, I did not use my giant light this week.
I'm glad you didn't, because I've seen your photo, and if you did, you pissed your money away.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. But stay tuned. At some point, sometime in the next 12 to 24 months, I will use the giant speed light. Giant strobe.
This giant strobe, yeah. My question, nothing to do with photography. Just current events. Like something that has happened between the last time we spoke and now.
Okay.
So my question is, why now, Bill Gates?
I don't pay attention to the world. You're going to have to fill me in. I don't pay attention.
He's getting divorced.
Okay.
Okay. Why right now?
Hmm.
I mean, the entire world thinks, not the entire world, 90% of them think that you're installing 5G microchips in them.
Right.
You couldn't have sat it out for another 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Seems I feel like you could have just, when you say stay together for the kids, stay together for the planet.
Right, yeah. Apparently, this is just an aside, but apparently, if you're a lawyer, going into divorce law seems to be the place to be right now. Seeing as how, I guess, couples have spent far too much time together in the last year and a half. And
I'll bet.
There seems to be a very high rate of divorce currently.
Is that true?
I don't know the statistics. This was just hearsay from somebody I know in the legal profession. No, just someone that I was talking to that was works in law, and they were saying, the place to be, and maybe that's just for the money right now. Like doing divorce law seems to be a hotbed of a money pit.
Wow, so that's sad.
I don't know if that's just in Canada, if that's worldwide. I would assume that trend would be more global.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm sure it would be.
More children too, probably. You know.
Oh, I'm considering divorcing my kids. That's for sure.
Yeah.
If that's what you're talking about, I've had enough. The homeschooling we're all done with. My son doesn't mind the homeschooling if I just do it for him.
Right. Did you give them an official graduation ceremony? Because that would have been awesome.
My kids?
Yeah. Like they've graduated from homeschool starting yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Oh no, we're still in the thick of it here. So,
in terms of what you're still supposed to be doing the homeschool?
Well, they're doing the homeschool still, but he's had enough.
Right.
And it's actually getting into like him and my daughter. They're doing they're doing German work, which is like for us what we call English, right? Obviously.
Sure.
So it's they're doing their basic stuff, and I'm at the point now where I'm like, yeah, you gotta wait till your mom gets home, because like I can speak German, but you're getting into specifics now, and I'm like, yeah, that's I don't go in for the der die das. I'm not a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
So when your mom gets home, you're gonna have to do that. I'll sit here and crack wise. That's what I can do.
Mm-hmm. You're good at that part.
Yeah, the rest of it, I don't know. Like, they'll like have a sentence or like a whole bunch of words. And like, hey, one of these words is spelled incorrectly. I'm like, yeah, in English, I'm your guy. But here, those all look like gobbledygook, all nine of them.
Sure.
So you're on your own, man. Anyways, that's the good time. So we'll get to the bottom of the Bill Gates thing. You live close to him. You can go down to Seattle.
Yeah, I should just give him a ring. Yeah, or just knock on his door.
Yeah. Or maybe well, you're sure happily married. So, you know, let's see what Melinda's up to. She's on the rebound. I'm thinking cha-ching.
I did not know his wife was named Melinda, and I would not know what she looked like if she walked beside me in outside or saw her in the grocery market. Although she'd be wearing a mask, so probably wouldn't recognize her.
No, you recognize her. She looks like an attractive female who's aged out of a billionaire.
Gotcha.
Like, so still attractive, but if you're a billionaire, it's like, nah, come on. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not being sexist.
Sure you
like
are.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh no, she'll do better. She'll basically do better than him. How could she not? No offense, Bill, but come on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like he had to invent computers because otherwise he'd be the ugliest guy at the bowling alley.
Right. At the LL Cool J concert. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be working there. He'd be spraying shoes, and no one's renting shoes at that concert.
Right.
Yeah. No offense, Bill.
Okay.
You none did taken. Good. I guess
none,
you did
none
good.
Taken.
No. No. He's probably not. I'm not sure he's even listening. So there's that. He probably has. He pays someone to listen for him. That's
yeah,
what he does.
Just tell me when somebody talks smack about me. That and so he's gonna get a word about this podcast.
Right. Okay. Woodwork update.
Okay.
Nothing big. No photos for you though. No photos.
Great.
I built, this is not going to excite you in any way, shape or form.
Okay.
What do you call them? Like thresholds, transitions, like when you have like two different floorings between rooms?
Yeah, I would call it a transition.
Transition. Okay. Okay. Well then there, I built my own. So therefore I'm transitioning.
Okay. Okay.
I started building my own. It's like I put my floor in like months ago. So in the wood, it's a wood floor I put down, but it goes to tile and they're different heights. And I just never got around to putting an actual transition down. And so, I don't like the metal ones, you know, like
the cheap.
Yeah. Ugh, not a fan. And, so I ended up building one. I ended up making one. I made three of them and then picked the one I liked. So that's all. But now the good news is I know how to do it. So I'm going to build the rest of them for the entire house.
So you did this with wood?
Yeah.
Yeah. A wood transition of a similar color to the wood or something in between the wood and the tile?
It's still similar to the wood. It's the same color as the wood.
Right.
It's actually, I used some of those old beds, like the bed slats that I had kicking around. And it turns out you can cut those pretty good. And then it's solid. It's not the exact same kind of wood. Like the floor is oak and these are stained, beech, but the way it's cut, it's not egregious. It's not identical. And quite honestly, I'll probably redo them with oak when I do all of the rest in the house. But for now, I had to learn how to make them, and that's what I had.
Okay.
And they match. You can't tell. Like, first of all, it's the floor. Who's looking at the floor?
Yeah. Only the people that get the floor, and only when it's new.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then once you scratch it once, that's it. It's game on.
Yeah.
Go bananas. So yeah, I know how to make the transitions now, so I'm going to go bananas on those.
Okay.
That's how boring my last 2 days mm-hmm. were.
No, that's riveting stuff, yeah.
Well, it could have been way more interesting because running small pieces through the table saw is not generally my favorite thing to do.
Right. Oh, I just thought of something since we spoke last. I have done a little bit of photography. I haven't even, it's so fresh, I haven't even uploaded the photos yet.
Like off your camera?
Off my camera. So we do in baseball 6-on-6 kind of games once a week.
Uh-huh.
And so we had our game day and I went on the field, like in the middle of the game play to do photos. Just because we're playing 6-on-6 within our own team. If there was ever a good time to be on the field for photos, this is the time. So I just try to not get hit by the ball. And I'm not going, I went some from, you know, behind second base during game play to do some pitcher hitter shots. Mm-hmm. I also did some, like, if once there's a guy on first at this level, they're pretty much, it's a guaranteed steal. So they're getting, once in a while, someone will get thrown out more at third than at second. Right. I'll take some photos where I know the action's going to go. So again, have not even uploaded, but the game was early evening time. So I thought, oh, this is going to be a good time to take some photos. So turns out the best photos, of course, are the last inning photos, just when the light gets a little bit more golden. And yeah. So anyways, I'll upload those. And if there's something good, maybe next week I'll have something there. But yeah, on field, first time that I've attempted to do that, because just never really occurred to me. But this is just our team, so good opportunity to try it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's frowned upon. Like, if you just wander out on the Safeco field.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, it's okay. I'm a photographer.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm a limo driver.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
You can just wander on out there. You're going to get some like angles that you just, like, nobody gets.
Right.
You know, like, you see the guys there, like the, some of the guys in our league, like, there's a couple guys and actually a female as well. I say guys, there's a lady who shoots in Stuttgart, and like, she's outstanding. Like, she takes fantastic photos.
Well, I was just gonna say, if you're like in the front row in an MLB park, or in any park for that matter, where there isn't a screen right in front of you, so I'm thinking like behind first base or behind third base, but you have like a 500 or 600 mil lens, then you can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the in our league, like the great photographers, like, they shoot with like around like a, I think it's like the 200 to 400 zoom, or the 100 to 400. I forget which what they use, but it's up to 400 mils. And all of a sudden you're isolating action, and you know where to look and where the action's going to happen. And they do a great job. But no matter what, they're not standing behind second base.
Right.
So you have a really cool opportunity. Now, do the kids all wear the same uniform?
No, and actually for this game, they were wearing uniforms, but apparently wearing our uniforms to do this 6-on-6 was frowned upon. So they're
by
wearing
whom?
I'm not sure, but by the association, just because other teams aren't doing it. And so anyways, they are wearing like their warm-up jackets. Most of them are wearing like a warm-up jacket. Some of them are wearing a different Richmond Chuckers like shirt, just like a dry fit shirt. But we were wearing jerseys previously. The last two times we have not. So yeah, that was my only disappointment. I will at some point.
Hold on. I've got to get to the bottom of this.
You don't get to decide.
I do. You'd be surprised what I decide.
You don't decide this.
No, I'm going to put it in your wheelhouse to decide, though.
I'm not. I will get them to do it again before the end of the year for photos.
Listen, I have a question. Why? Because you had jerseys on.
I don't know the answer.
The association got involved.
You're just trying to stir the pot. I don't have an answer for you. The answer is,
Is it your pot? Is it your pot that I'm stirring?
You are stirring a pot that is not.
Stir the pot.
You can't get an answer.
I don't need an answer.
No, I'm sorry.
But what I'm telling you is, you're figuring out what happened. You guys wore jerseys.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you didn't.
Yes, I don't know. There's bigger issues in the world right now.
No, I disagree. I disagree. this is the canary in the coal mine here. Because first of all, like, your coaches should just ignore everything the league tells them. Like the association.
I'm writing this down. Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna talk to your coaches and say, look it. Here's the thing, is I've dealt with this before, where people are like, oh no, you can't use it for that. And what's the upside here? Is the Smithsonian gonna call and go, hey, we want to put Jack's jersey in the Smithsonian, so don't get any scuffs on it, okay?
Maybe that's it. I don't know the answer.
You know what they have? You know what they have out there in the world? More jerseys.
Right.
So when you guys scuff them up, turns out they're like $3 a piece from China. You can get a whole bunch more of them.
Okay. All right.
So stop it. You have to fight the power, Adam.
I'm not the decision maker about the jerseys.
Did you not see Do the Right Thing?
No, I didn't. Is that Spike Lee, right?
Yeah. Do you think Mookie would have put up with this?
Maybe.
He would have told Danny Aiello, I'm wearing the jersey, the end.
Okay.
Radio Raheem would get involved.
I knew this yeah. was going to get you all wound up. I'm not wound up. I wish I just lied, and then the photos. I feel
sad for you. Actually,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not sad.
I feel sad for you. You're not sad.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad. I feel sad for you. Okay. Not for you. More so for like your son should get to wear the jersey.
Oh, sorry. Just a quick update before I forget. I have sent all the photos to my buddy who's deciding on the photo challenge winner. Don't have a answer yet. And then I forgot that I should have probably made a deadline to get that answer back. But let's say for next week. So anyone who's on pins and needles about who won the photo challenge last week, I'm just going to say for now, I won.
You all won.
And then we'll confirm. Yeah. We'll confirm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the more important thing is, did you ask your kids if they know what a Yeezy is?
Oh, and I also forgot to do that. So, you know, I'm writing that down.
You are bad at follow-up.
I am bad at follow-up.
You are bad.
Okay.
I'll bet you Yeezy would buy them new jerseys if they got dirt on them.
Okay, Yeezys and get an answer jerseys. About the challenge. I know that my buddy had said, okay, like he really wanted a strict criteria, but I said it's whatever you would like and put in your house. That was the criteria.
What does a strict criteria mean?
I don't know. He was kind of thinking.
Plus, I'm pretty sure the singular of criteria is criterium.
I think his question was more along the lines is which does he think is the best photo or which would be the best photo for his space, color scheme, blah, 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 all those other variables. And I said, it's the best one you for your house. Exactly. Yeah. Not the,
because the best photo is mine, but there's no way you want to live with that. I get it. Like there's no way his tiny pea brain could appreciate the art that mine was.
Right. Exactly. So
no offense, no offense, Bill Gates.
Right. So there you have it. So we don't have an answer yet. That answer will come, but just thought I'd slide that in before
I forgot. So,
because everyone's tuned in at the beginning before, you know, you rant and rave, and so they want to know what happened.
I rant and rave. I stand up for what's right. Do you think does he think our listeners are expecting the, like, fair or...
No, he just wanted to know. He just wanted to know if that was a consideration. And I said, no, the consideration is what would work for you in your house, because I want him to print it.
No, that's it's one of those things. It's because I think about movies like that. Like there's some movies that I think are just really fantastic movies, and they did not like latch on with the public.
Right.
And so when you make that, it's a combination of like, okay, do you want to make, you know, it's not like you want to go out and just make complete garbage just to pander to the wide audience, but you also don't want to get too intellectual and make stuff that they don't like. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, I mean, hey, look at the Oscars. Although, P.S., did you see any of the Oscar movies this year?
No, I didn't see any of them. I looked at the list and I was like, I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah. No, I would rather get into an argument about jerseys than watch any of those.
Okay.
Like they look terrible. But on the other hand, I don't know. That's in a different rant. Okay. So I'm looking forward to the answer of who quote unquote won.
Yeah.
The sandbox. And then two, where we land on Yeezys. Can you text your kids now? Are they in school? How does it work?
I can text your daughter? You know what? You can text my kids. I'll let you know how. I'll let you know next time what the answer is, and I'll give you a Jack response and a Sarah response.
Okay.
All right.
I'm thinking two for two. They both know it.
Sure.
Yeah. Otherwise, maybe your kids are nerds.
Maybe.
Yeah. If they know Bill Gates' ex-wife's name, but not what Yeezys are, I'd be concerned.
Yeah, I don't think they'll know Bill Gates' wife's name. Yeah.
What if they do? What if they're like, oh, yeah. Well, they got married in 91, and just after Windows 91 was released. I don't even know if there's a Windows 91.
There was like a Windows 98. I remember that.
The last Windows I used was 95.
I was going to say 95, and then it was like all of a sudden went from 95 to like Windows 10.
There was an XP in there.
Yeah. Sure.
No, I know people were doing it. Like I honestly, the last one I had was 95, and then I was
okay. I think there was a 98. I could be making that up, but I think there was a 98. There was no 97 or 6, and no 99, And no,
this
2000.
Is Windows 97, right?
There I'm was. Pretty sure there was a Windows 98, not a 97. But now we got to dig into the internet to really answer these questions. I'm also a Mac person, so I am not an authority on anything Windows. Although I did have Windows 95, I think, on a computer that was in the basement of a place that I lived in Ontario.
Well, back in the day, like pre OS 9 on Mac, they weren't good. It wasn't like it was like, oh my God, we got to get a Mac. Like they came on, Apple came on later. Like I was a quote unquote early adopter in this wave. I wasn't one of the cool kids who got like, I didn't have a Lisa. You do though, evidently. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have one of the, I used the, what was the one we used? The Apple IIe. I used that in grade 6. And then a big gap until Apple was good again. So I was an early adopter, but when I got my first Mac, people laughed at me. Nothing to do with the Mac, just in general. It's just my life.
Just happened to be like simultaneous, yeah.
It was more so for this story that is terrible. So moving on.
Okay.
All right, reminder, monthly challenge for this month, for May, is flowers or flower. I wasn't sure. Did I say flower or flowers?
I didn't listen.
Yeah, shocking. Okay. Yeah. So either way, it's flower or flowers. That's up to you, but it's Mayflowers. It's the pilgrims. You get it, right?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at two hosers on the Instagram. And we'll talk about that at the end of the month. Probably no contest for that one.
Okay. No flower contest.
No. But in German, die Blumen.
Great.
Yeah. In French, en français.
Les fleurs.
Les fleurs. La fleur or les fleurs. Yeah. Nice. I don't know. That's the only line. I don't know. Latin? You know it in Latin?
No.
Mm-hmm. I think it's A2 Brute, I think. Vini, Vidi, Virgi. I'm not sure. Great. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting?
I just told you I did.
I know you didn't. But I have to ask it, though.
We can move on, though, because I mentioned my interesting in the pre-interesting content.
Right. I shot one. It's interesting to me because of the complete lack of interest in my son.
Okay.
So my son the other day came in my office. This is probably during homeschooling, and I was watching YouTube. I was watching... what's that one where the guys play the video? You watch people play video games? Twitch. I was on Twitch watching guys play Duke Nukem. And he's like, yeah, I need help with my math. And I'm like, hey, but Dingbat here is going to get a whammy. I don't know what they did. If you watch other people play video games, it's gut check time. I'll be honest with you. You might not be banging on all cylinders.
I feel like it's most of the world under probably the age of 14. It might be older than that.
Have you walked in on Jack playing video games or watching people play video games?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
What?
Yes. Yeah, 100% he has.
No, but you, like, what do you do?
I laugh at him. I say, what are you? I feel like... watching people play video games is, again, I don't know if it's worldwide. I know it's North American, and every boy, I'm going to blame boys because I doubt that the number of females are even close to the number of boys that this is what they would watch. They don't watch television. They don't watch, I'd say the occasional movie, yes. But if they are allowed TV time or what would be considered watching something time, it's, I'm going to say 98% of it is on an iPad versus a television. And of that 98%, 99.9% of that time for boys, and that's all I can speak to. I know I can speak to Sarah. She wouldn't watch Netflix given screen time, would be watching video games. And that's, and again, now because of the strength and conditioning stuff, I have a pretty vast array of boy sort of thought process between the ages of 11 and 13. So I can speak to that age group. That's all they talk about.
Watching guys play.
they'll talk, they know the names of the different guys and what, like, they'll have seen the same videos. There's certain people, gamers, that they would watch, or channels of those gamers. So this is also very foreign to me, but that is what they watch. Now, I don't know if you get to 15 or 16 year olds, if it's still the thing, but certainly in that range of, 11 to 13, that is what they watch.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And it's massive. We're talking about the videos they're watching are millions of views. It's not like, oh, hey, this is what people, how people are making their living, is making videos of them playing video games, because it is
good for them. I'm all about those guys.
They can only do it because it's so wildly popular. That's the part that blows my mind. I can't wrap my mind around it, but that's what it is.
No, I understand. Like, I don't blame those guys.
No, but
good for them. If they make, you can make millions of dollars doing that. Like, the only time you should watch people play video games is Vince Vaughn in Swingers.
Yeah, I'm trying to myself back to an 11-year-old version of myself, and whether or not, like, I had a big interest in superhero cartoons. Like, that's what I would have chosen to watch. Anything with a superhero, it could be even a cartoon that was terrible, but if somehow the character, whether it was a cat, a dog, a person, got superpowers, I was in. I was all in on anything with superpowers. But that's now, I think that's morphed into anyone playing video games is now a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to let you know. That's just the reality.
I wasn't not a nerd, okay? So, like, when I was 8 years old, for Christmas, 8 years old, 7 years old, something like that, I got a cassette recorder, like an old-timey cassette recorder. Right?
Yeah.
And my move was, every Saturday morning, I would get up at whatever time it was, like 8 o'clock, and I would go downstairs, and on the TV would come Spider-Man and his amazing friends. Iceman.
Oh, yeah.
Firestorm.
I know the cartoon you're talking about.
Yeah. So I would watch that. Okay. However, I would record the audio. So I would have like an audio version of it later. Okay, but my cassette recorder, it had a special little toggle switch that you could pause the recording without stopping it. You could pause it and then start it again. So during the commercials, I would pause it. And then once it started again, boom, I hit record. So I could listen to this. Like, I was making my own podcasts out of this when I was 7 years old.
Right, yeah.
So I would listen.
It was probably really good too.
Yeah, I would listen in the back of my pickup truck. Like, my dad's, like, we'd go places, and I would ride in the back of the pickup truck with no seats or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, different era. And I would listen with, like, it had the earpiece with, like, the one earpiece. Not even stereo, just would go in one ear. And I would listen over and over to those audio. So it's not like I was a winner. Although, in some respect, I was a kind of a DIYer. I was kind of doing it myself, you know, sort of doing it myself. Pirating, early pirating. There was no LimeWire back then.
Right.
And so I couldn't share them. But so just saying, but I was eight. I got to tell you, if my son's seven now, if I caught him watching people play video games online, I'd be probably just smash the iPad.
Right. Okay. All right.
Okay, that's where we're at.
I don't know if Germany is keeping the trend alive, but you can find out. You'll know soon enough. Give him 3 more years. Yeah. How old is he now?
He's 7.
Okay, yeah. When he's 10, he will be watching others play video games. If he likes video games, which is, again, 98% of all boys, I feel
like. Yeah, I like video. We enjoyed video games when we were kids. Even as teenagers and into early 20s, we used to play. But it was always sports games.
Yeah.
It was only like NHL and all that. All right, that's enough. Come on.
Great.
My point is, here's my son. So here's my son. He was in my room in my office the other day, and I was like, oh, man, the light is so cool. Let me grab my camera. And this was the most enthusiasm he could muster. Look at the look on his face, just sheer contempt.
And what a salad. Like, that salad is
ready. Don't start. Are you ready?
It's ready to roll.
Don't start, because there was an issue. He had the quarantine hair. We let her rip, because he always wants me to shave it, right? And I'm like, ah, come on, dude, you got awesome hair. And so he let her rip during the corona, and it had, he had really long hair. It was too long. I needed it trimmed. I said, take him in, get him, like my wife was taking him in to the hairdresser when it finally opened again. Get him a kick-ass hair. Here's what you get. Here's what you do. Get him a kick-ass hockey hair. And yeah, she screwed it up. Not my wife, the hairdresser did. Just messed it up.
Okay.
So he went from Mike Modano to Carol Burnett. And I was rattled. And so now, and this is like 4 weeks ago with Carol Burnett. Now it's this. Now it's like Carol Burnett just woke up. Carol Burnett discovered bedhead.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. He's like, thanks yeah. for the haircut.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not happy about it. So I don't know. I'm not sure what we're going to do. Like, either I cut it myself and give him the buzzer and just go, you know what? Here's a mohawk. Live your life. Or I take him to a hairdresser and say, look, let's be honest here. I'll take the hockey helmet with me. Be like, here, make it look good under here. So he holds the hockey helmet. He holds the helmet next to him during the anthem. He can rock back and forth and spit. That's what it has to look good.
Right.
Yeah.
Good luck. So there you go. Good luck in Germany. Yeah.
Yeah. Not huge fans of that here. So there's that. All right. That was it. That's all I shot that was semi-interesting, though. So, boo. Good light, though. Like the light.
Yeah.
The 85 mil on the 5D Mark III, it's hard to miss. Although, the angle looks kind of funny now that I'm looking at it, because the left-hand side, that door frame, is 100% perpendicular, but the right side looks like it's a little tipping there. Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Just slightly, yeah.
Let me see. Yep, tipping. Good. Nice work. I blame my kid.
Okay.
All right. Photo challenge this week was one light. What it should have been was, hey, hurry up and do it. That's what the challenge should have been.
Something you can do in the next 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, let's look at yours. Okay, I want to look at yours. Now, I thought you were going to use your light. Actually, I didn't know. When I issued the challenge A, I didn't know you had that light Odyssey you talked about last week. And B, I didn't know it was going to be... TikTok, under the gun situation.
Right.
So, this was your birthday. You took it the day before. Is that what I understand?
Yesterday. I took this a few days ago. Yeah. Right after our last podcast, I took this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, tell us what's going on here, because I have some questions.
Okay. So, this is...
First of all, I didn't even see your wife at first. She's so well camouflaged.
Yeah. This was, let's take a
film. Like, if I'm driving down the street and she's in a crosswalk and I hit her with my car,
it's her fault.
I would not be in trouble, right?
No, like, hey, it's her fault.
Didn't even see you.
She blends right in. Yeah. Right. This was, okay, it's, you know, not raining outside. It's a relatively clear evening. Let's take a family photo. And I had a lot of different thoughts in mind. It was, okay, you know, I want to take a photo because Mother's Day's upcoming and I want to be able to send something to my mom and to my wife's mom. And so I wanted a family photo. And I thought, let's kind of cover a couple things under one umbrella. Literally, I used an umbrella. So I thought, one light, this, I can get my kids to cooperate because, you know, I have a lot of different cards to play here. I'm like, oh, you know, my birthday, and then, oh, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, and oh, you know, you guys better comply or else you're never going to, you know, live it down because I'm going to be really pouty for the next 6 months. So all those variables were like used to guilt them into participating. And so, unfortunately, I would have loved this photo to be about a half an hour earlier in the evening time. And we picked a place where it was basically like very difficult to get footing. So I had to shoot in a spot where the ground was level, but I wanted to get the rocks and the driftwood and some water in the background. And then I needed a crop that was conducive to the type of print I was going to make because I wanted to get... a metal print for my mom. So there's only certain crops that it will allow you to do for the metal print. So one was an 11 by 14. So that's what I went with, just because that was the smallest size, and she doesn't want a gigantic metal print. She would, she doesn't know she's getting this, but I just, in the way she prints photos, 11 by 14 is plenty big. So, I mean,
she has a huge, huge one of your brother and his
family. Yeah. So now this is trying to even the score. Yeah. His is like 22 by 48. No. So the consideration was really about, okay, well, I want it to be in this kind of crop. So with all those things in mind, we hurried out to take the photo before there was no light left. And I used an umbrella with a speed light because, again, it's pretty dark. I used the Fuji because I thought, you know, it was going to be really easy to do this quickly with the Fuji, because it wouldn't really matter, whatever, I could use whatever shutter speed I wanted. It just makes it easier. Plus, it was the right focal length to do this kind of shot. So I thought, okay, Fuji, grab a speed light, grab an umbrella, a stand, and use one of the new stands because they're a lot steadier, like a lot heavier. Yeah. So it'd be take a little bit more wind to blow it over. Hustle down, set it up. So I got a gel, an orange gel, not a full CTO, but I'm going to say it was probably a half or a quarter CTO, and then just dialed in the settings that I wanted, and then took a few shots, picked one where the eyes weren't closed. Usually it's Jack who's either smile is terrible or his eyes are closed. So I picked one where he had a halfway decent smile and his eyes were open, and then the end, that's all it was. So just feathered the light kind of across and in front, just trying to make sure that we were more or less evenly lit. And then you get the kind of blue orange kind of look. I like in black and white as well, but Lisa said for printing for my parents, I should go with the color. So there you go. It doesn't look like it's natural light, but it's also for my parents, and they'll just like that we're well exposed and it looks nice. Happy, smiley faces, right?
Yes. Yeah. So in that respect, so did you get it printed already?
I sent it for print because it's Mother's Day's coming up pretty quick. Right. So any adjustments that you say I should make will not be made.
Yeah. No. The horizon doesn't. No, I know.
And there was no way to, because we're on an angle, there's no way to line it up. So either the people end up looking crooked, or the horizon line slightly crooked, or those posts in the water are crooked. Like, there's no leveling this out. So I went with the people. To me, that was kind of the more important part, as I try to think, okay, again, in my parents' house, what will be the most important piece? And it's like, oh, that the people look right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indeed. Your mom's going to love this.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So there's that. So I thought, okay, well, because something does look a little bit, it looks a little bit like a background.
Yeah, it does.
Then if you look down like by your feet, then you can see the foreground is right there. So it's not, I mean, it could be a background, not 100%, but at first it looks like a background. So I thought, well, I know he doesn't have a background like this. So, I thought, okay, well, did he use his new light? Well, no, probably not, because it doesn't have a battery for it.
Yeah. So and it would be way too much power considering how dark it
is. Well, that's what I'm wondering, is because I was like, okay, was he trying to do a test here where he can take his new light out and light up as much behind as well? Because this looks very, very dark.
It is dark. Not
that,
yeah.
It doesn't look dark. I can tell that this was taken in a very, very dark time.
Yeah.
Of the day. And so what I checked the EXIF data, and so you shot that at 3200.
Yeah.
ISO 3200.
Yeah.
But you also shot it at 1/160th of a second.
Right.
Why?
Because that was what I could get the ambient light to look what I wanted, which was, if I didn't want to crank the ISO to 6,000 and make this look like the daytime. I didn't want it to look like, I wanted to see the background. So there's not much light. And if I have less ambient light here, then it starts to look completely artificial. So I wanted to see, I wanted it to be evening look. And then I just wanted to properly expose. So I chose this because I thought, well, this kind of looks right. And I didn't want there to be any shake. I know a run in at a timer, so I could go I could bring the ISO down a little bit, and I can bring the shutter speed, slow it down a little bit, but at the same time, it's the Fuji, and that adjustment to drop the shutter speed to 1/60th of a second isn't really going to make a difference in terms of what my final image is going to look like from a noise standpoint. So to me, I'm like,
right.
I'm right in the point of how do I do this quickly? So I took my best guess at towards where I thought the ISO would be to get a shutter speed that was going to be reasonable. And then I just kind of reversed engineered. Then I just thought, okay, that looks about right for the background. And then just added the flash which I basically needed almost no flash power for, right? Because I'm
right.
And I'm going to use an umbrella. So I've got a modifier, then I've got the gel on it. So I know that I can, you know, use the flash at a distance that I can make it pretty close and still not overexpose. And so, yeah, it was just kind of like a best guess as to where the ISO and the aperture needed to be.
Now, I say I would have done, but I would have done the exact same thing given the familial pressure, which I can't stand. You know, come on, Dad, hurry up and do this. Is it done yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, I feel your pain on that. I think looking back, like I said, I would have done this exact same thing and then wondered why. Okay, F4, great, great choice. Like that on that camera lens combo, like that is perfect, I find, for this shot. Enough out of focus in the background that the focus is on you guys, but it's still all there. Like it's really great. It's rare. Like, what do you shoot at mostly on the X100? Just in everyday life, what's your kind of go to basic setting?
Probably 2.8.
Yeah, same. I mean, oftentimes I'll whip it out to the 2 because, hey, you know, if one is good, more must be better.
Right.
And so you crank it out. But anywhere from f/2.8 to f/4 is just phenomenal. And it's kind of where you want to be. Like every once in a while, I'll do like an F11 or 16 or something like that. And but it doesn't happen that often. You don't need to. It's not necessary.
Right.
So what I think might, because there's something just, again, this is for mom, so it's different. But I think I would have probably gone with an ISO of like 800 and gone down to an exposure time of like 1/15th of a second, which you would actually get away with. Assuming your family can hold still.
Yeah, they can't. There's no friggin' way. There's no way.
They would move in the middle.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but ultimately they're going to be frozen with that flash though. So you're going to drag the shutter on the background.
Too much ambient. Yeah, like there's no way. There's no way that's a sharp image. The absolute minimum that I would trust my family to do a photo like this with me running in would be 1/100th, absolutely nothing slower.
Really?
Yeah, no chance. Because like I say, I've got 6 tries, and if it's not in the can in 6 tries, they're already walking back to the car. So,
well, who has the keys?
Yeah, I have the keys, but I also am not going to get the good smile. So, no, this has to be, the lighting has to be taken out of the equation. Like any shake has to be taken out of the equation. I could have even gone, like, my go-to is usually like 1/200th or 1/180th if it's the 6D, but no, definitely can't go slower on the shutter than 1/100th of a second, because they're going to move at the last second. They're going to laugh, giggle, shoulders are going to change, and then I'm just going to be like, oh, we got to do it again. And so no, this is again, take that one out. And my recommendation to everyone else, especially shooting with children that are going to give you 5 or 6 tries maximum, is just don't even go there. What the upside isn't worth it. Like what you might get isn't worth it. This is more foolproof. I advocate for the foolproof method.
Okay, make him walk home once, and then we'll see what happens. That's
sure.
All I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look at mine. Here is my one light.
Okay, so your light's kind of 3/4, kind of in behind, and just kind of getting a little bit, because you used something else on the other side. You used, like, I'm guessing you're not, window light doesn't count in this scenario?
There's no window light. This is all from one. Oh, so this it's is all hitting, light from one light.
Okay, so it's hitting something and then bouncing back to create that fill on the other side of her face.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So is this just off of a wall, like a white wall or something?
This is off of a old silver windshield tarp.
Okay.
What do you call those things? You know, you've recommended this years ago.
Oh yeah, yeah, like this, like the sun kind of thing, the sun shade. Yeah. Yeah.
But this one is really, really floppy.
Okay.
Like it's really and it's kind of worn out and old. Like the bungee cords on it were stretched out and useless. And my wife, for the first time in the history of her entire life, decided to throw something out, which okay. she's never done. We keep everything always just in case. Again, in case the Smithsonian wants it. And so we were doing a spring cleaning, and she was tossing that out, and we, amongst other things. But I said, you know what? I'm going to overrule this. I'm gonna hang on to it because it rolls up so tight and so small that, and it's a throwaway at this point, and it does a great job. So it's got that silvery kind of coating on it. So I tried it. This is the first time I tried it. I clipped it to two light stands, and it's long too, right? Like it's the length of a windshield.
Mm-hmm.
So we got head to toe on this one, and so I hung it just out of frame, like the edge, the very edge of it is just licking the frame on the right hand side.
Okay.
And so I set it up. This is in the basement, and I set it up like a hard light to kind of 3/4 backlight my daughter, and then have it bounce off of that thing that we just talked about, and that's basically how it was lit.
Okay.
I'm keeping this thing. I love this thing.
Mm-hmm. It's functional. It's practical,
and very collapsible. And anytime
light.
It's
very light,
disposable. I like that part. It is light as well. You can hand it off to somebody. You can clip it on, like say the backstop at a baseball if you wanted to do that, or other places. It's very, very usable.
Practical.
Yeah. So. There's that. Originally, I had planned, we talked last week about using those crates to use for gobos, which I had originally set up, but I didn't quite get it dialed in, and it wasn't looking right. And like yourself, like your kids, my daughter's on always has a hard out, and I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to tempt fate. I'm not even going to try to dial this in, because she has to get upstairs and watch some guy play Duke Nukem, so... She's like, yeah. No, she doesn't do that. I think it's Call of Duty or some horse video game or something. I'm not sure what she watches. I can't even name the video games. It's the one that was Fortnite. That was one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Is that what your son watches, Fortnite? No.
No, he watches and plays. Trying to think of what the game's called. It's like cars. You drive a car around and you mm-hmm. play soccer. Like it's a soccer ball.
Need for speed.
No. It's a game where like you play in teams. Like what they like is they're buddies. Uh-huh. Like so from baseball they go home.
Car ball.
Oh man, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I should know the name of it.
No, I actually don't care. I feel bad bringing it up again.
Yeah, they play soccer with cars. But you'd like it because it functions like a remote control car, and the physics of it are you have to basically drive your car, but the ball is bouncing every which way, and you have to, you know, pass it to your buddies, but you have to use the physics of again the steering of the car and the boosts and the jumping of the car to kind of move it. It's I've watched it for all of, you know, 11 minutes, and I like the fact that it seems very remote control car-ish, and I like remote control cars. So
indeed, but it must be hard to play the game when the doorbell keeps ringing from all the girls wanting to hang out.
Yeah.
Like, don't interrupt my game some more, Simone.
That's right. Yeah, Simone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know he's 10, so it's not like an issue yet, but it's going to be.
Right.
So... All right. Anyways, that's the end of the photo.
Okay.
There's that. All right. Topic I'm going to save till next week because we kind of went long here.
Yeah, it's I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. Mine was actually tied in. It's cliffhanger. This is going to be a cliffhanger this week because it was tied in to the window screen reflector that I used.
Okay.
I built a whole topic around it. So that'll be next week. Spoiler. Not can't spoiler. Wait. Teaser.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Cliffhanger.
Okay.
So there's that. Challenge. Oh, the monthly challenge is flowers or flower. Les fleurs.
Right.
Hashtag that, two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at two hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out at the end of the month, beginning of June. Challenge for next week, Adam. I got like the most simple one of all time.
Okay.
F8.
All right.
F8 and be there, man. And that actually tied into the topic too, which sort of sours me a little bit. But hey, we had all that hot video game talk. What are we going to do?
That's right. Yeah.
Not talk about that?
Yeah.
Come on. We owe it. We owe it to the listeners. So there's that. So F8, that's for next week for you and I. Meanwhile, website, that's only mine. So you can be found on the Instagram.
Yeah. Adam2Hosers.
Adam2Hosers. And you can find my stuff at alnatrich.com. The two of us at 2hosers.com. Where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.